I say clear seed whenever I
say it. Okay, the growing peaches around here? Not many. Further north from here, is it? Okay, did you all have any, when you were on the farm, did you have an orchard?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
We had some peach trees around the yard.
Did they bear?
Some years they would, some they wouldn't.
Okay, and what are some beans that do not have to be shelled to be cooked and eaten?
Snap beans.
Okay, and what are some that do have to be shelled?
Shelly beans are eaten and cooked.
Okay, any other kinds of things like that that you hull them out and cook them? Shelly beans or any others?
Well, right now that's all I can think of.
Okay, what about any kind of peas? Did y'all have any kinds of peas around here?
Oh yeah, we make a lot of peas, or some does. And there are different names for the peas.
Okay. Now they're all taken out of the hull to be cooked too, aren't they?
Well, snaps in them too.
Oh.
At least I like snaps in them, and a lot of people does, but some few, they don't like the snaps. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't put them in theirs.
Mm-hmm. You can do it either way.
Do it either way.
Okay. And what do you call the top of turnips or beets when you break the root off and cook just the tops? Do you all do that?
Turnip salad.
Okay. And you all don't use beet tops to cook?
No, I don't. I don't know about, everybody around here.
Okay, and what do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and then eaten off of the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Okay, and what about a little squirrel? Well, it's a little animal. It's not a squirrel. It kind of looks like a squirrel, but it's much smaller. And it's light brown and has darker stripes down his back. Do you all have something like that?
Well, I can't.
Don't think of it?
Don't think of it.
Okay, what about a little animal that's black with a white stripe down his back and smells bad?
That's a skunk.
Okay. And what about a little creature about so big that hops along on the ground? Some live on...
Frog.
How's that?
Frog.
Okay, and do you have a different word for one that lives in the water from one that lives on the land?
Bullfrog.
If he lives in the water? Okay, what about a little creature like maybe a smaller frog, maybe not smaller, I don't know, that makes a little chirping noise?
That's those little green frogs, I think.
And that's what you call them, a green frog? Some people tell me they live in a tree.
A rain frog.
Okay. And do they go near the water or not?
Well, they're here. They're just anywhere.
Okay.
I can't say about in the water.
Sure. Okay. And if you're going fishing, what do you call the ordinary worms that you use for bait?
Well, the ordinary.
Just say, I'm going to go get some
worms and go fishing most of the time.
Okay, what about a larger worm or some different kind of worms that you use for fish bait?
Well, I don't know what you do call them, excepting that I think the bait people get some from Florida.
But if you all are going fishing, do you usually just dig your own?
Well, that's what my husband and I used to do.
Mm-hmm.